This goes to Stephanie, Stephanie, Boring, Boring, PAC, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Daniel, Daniel, Culket, Culkett. Date of birth, May 3rd, 1953. Dear Stephanie, this is a follow-up visit with Mr. Culket with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, membranous nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was January 9th of this year. He has gained 8 pounds over the last 6 months, and he is trying to avoid further weight gain. He recently has been complaining of feeling extremely tired and somewhat dizzy when he goes out and tries to walk when it is very hot and very sunny. Usually the symptoms resolve as long as he rests and gets out of the sun. He has not been checking blood pressure at home to see if this is at all related to blood pressure being low. He had a recent cough and was started on Trelegy Ellipta, one inhalation daily, and that's stopped the cough and it is working very well to prevent any further coughing. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And he has stable edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. In addition to Trelegy, the other new medication is Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. For his blood pressure. I also wanted to highlight Losartan 100 milligram daily and Lisinopril 40 milligram daily. And for blood pressure, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 244 pounds, pulse 63, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure sitting, right arm, large adult cuff is 120 over 60. Standing is 100 over 60, so it goes down slightly. He's totally asymptomatic currently. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 22nd of 2023. Creatinine is 2, and it has been 2 about 4 years ago. It was March 27, 2019, the creatinine was also 2. 11-18 of 21, creatinine 1.9. So he does tend to fluctuate up and down slightly. His estimated GFR is 35, albumin 4.3, calcium is 8.9, sodium 138, potassium mildly elevated 5.3, carbon dioxide 19, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Maybe his blood pressure, he have hypertension, but he's on the low side now with a lot of dizziness when he's out in the sun in the hotter weather. I think the Norvasc is working very well, but perhaps maybe it is too strong. If we have to make any changes, I'd recommend holding the hydrochlorothiazide while he's going outside during hot weather, and that would only be on a day that he knows he'd be outside in the sun and active. I wouldn't want to change any of the other blood pressure medications. 2, membranous nephropathy, and he is on both an ACE and an ARB maximum dose for that problem. And chronic proteinuria, that is stable, and we are going to have him continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diet, and he'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he'll have a follow-up visit in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.